Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Prophet of the Word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What that passage in 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us is that there is worth in the Word of God. There is purpose in the Word of God. We need to spend more time in the Word of God than we ever have before. It's good to hear pastors, teachers, instructors, other people share what they find in Scripture, but it will never replace our finding the treasures in Scripture ourselves. There is profit in searching God's Word. There is profit in reading God's Word. Words will leap out that we need for the particular day in which we read those words. And if we neglect the Word of God, the message that God has for us that day will be lost. And we need to spend a little bit extra time the next day, or even later on that day. We can never have too much of the Word of God. It is profitable. What is it profitable for? For reproof. It means, hey, stop it. Don't go there. That's what reproof is. It says no, no, no. When our children are growing up, many times we have to repeat no, no, no. And when they are injured because they disobey what we have told them, we are quick to bring relief to them and correct what has been damaged because of what they have done. But at the same time, we are able to share with them why we said that they were not to touch that. They were not to go there. They were not to do what they were told. That's part of correction, showing the reason for injury. It instructs in righteousness by saying there are things that are right and things that are wrong. The things that are right will lead to an increase in ability. The things that are wrong will cause decrease in ability. It will damage reputation. It will damage ability to do the things that God has called us to do. Doesn't mean God's finished with us. God has always come to the aid of people that are undeserving but needy. We are undeserving, but we certainly are needy. And the prophet of the Word of God is for those of us who are needy people. Are you needy? Then come to the Lord and ask for His Word for the day, for the moment, and He will give it. I promise you, He will give it. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we are aware that we need you more now than perhaps ever before in our own life or the life of those around us. And we know that you have told us repeatedly, if we come to you, you'll never cast us out. You'll never turn us aside. You're always there for us. In the darkest night, we can always reach out and know that you're there. I pray that you'd be with us this day, Lord. I pray that you might give us the word that we need for the particular moment in which we find ourselves, whether it's for the need in our own life or the need of those that we come in contact with. Let Jesus be the answer this day and every day. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to our hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, You can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.